All right, welcome to the Crass Members, Adam plugging in here on Friday night, 27th of January, 2023, for the Nightwatch podcast with Adam. Hope you guys are doing fine out there, wherever you may be. Crazy times, eh? But we move forward into another year, and we're still here, man. I'm still here. I'm still here, and we're still here, and we're still moving forward. And we called out all their fucking bullshit, and that's good. And we continue to do so for 2023, so unbelievable times. But it's great to be here for the Nightwatch podcast. Just a quick one tonight to plug in and go over all the latest. I'm running a bit late, actually, so I'm running on empty. But we'll just cover a few things anyway to keep the podcast going. These podcasts, the Nightwatch podcasts, are for members of the Crass Files website. So a small members community over there. You guys help me to continue here greatly. Thank you so much to some of the members who put in some extra payments through the donate tab as well. That is just absolutely amazing and really helps me to continue here. Tough times, but we move forward. Everything's up on the website, as you know, crassfiles.com. There is a members area. Everything's in the drop-down blue members area on the website. Like, that will take you into the members area, but it's just a drop-down menu there, and you can go into the members area. You can listen to podcasts, Nightwatch podcasts, and the new podcasts that I do, the Reading and Observation. But all of it is either in the members area, with some of it on the main page there. If you do have a mobile device, it's a big website, so remember you've got to scroll down a little bit, so there's a lot going on there, in there on that website. It's really built for desktops, so if you do have a bigger phone, it will work better, and also I've noticed with iPads and things and those kinds of phablets and stuff, it seems to be okay as well. It's just such a big website, and people may miss things, so don't just look at the latest articles going up. Scroll down and have a look if there's any Nightwatch ones going up as well. If you're not sure, get into the members area. That's the best thing to do, because everything's in there. I really wanted to make it as simple as possible so people would get in there and have everything easy to access and airtight. Any questions, any links, anything, just shoot them through to me on the email. I'm always around and I'll check into those. And if you're having any issues, it's usually a password thing. So mostly running smooth, which is pretty cool on the website. And we're still here, 2023. The Crass Files website is still up. Can you believe I'm still here yapping away for 2023? It's amazing, eh? I'm sick of this fucking crazy maniac. What's going on? But anyway, I don't even really feel part of anything. I'm just doing what I do, you know. It's really amazing. It's just crawling by, you know, under the radar. It's amazing. I really do feel proud today of my daughter. She's 7 years old. She'll be turning 8 this year, and she's growing up so fast. It's a wonderful thing, and I feel like it's my greatest achievement. I really do, and my wife and I as well. I feel like it's such a great achievement that we were able to give her safe passage into her life experience, and because I did my research and I studied, and I'm aware. And I watched every step, even before she came out. I was watching every step, and I was like a guardian angel there for her, and everyone around, and I made sure everything was okay and ran smooth, and I feel really proud of that. And I was just thinking about that today. She's never seen a doctor. She's never had any medical conditions really or anything, and I've taken care of everything at home. You know, with what I know, and such a big girl now, it's amazing. And we've raised her on books and homeschooling and things like that, and things will probably change a little bit this year, but it's amazing how fast things go and how things change. But turning into a beautiful little girl there, and it feels really amazing to give that safe passage and protect my child from a satanic murdering, ritualistic and barbaric medical system. Because that's what it is. That preys on people and preys on children through all sorts of despicable means and technologies and evil things. And it's good to be there to protect a little human and make sure they have that safe passage out and then out of that place. And then you can take them under your wing and then, you know, take them forward. And it's a big effort. And people do this with many kids, so it's such a big effort. It's such a journey as well. And but still here, we are still going, we are still chatting, we're still talking, we're still moving forward, and we're still discovering, we're still learning, and we're still doing our thing. So it's really cool. You guys are still on board here, listening to me. That's absolutely wonderful. Great to have you guys on deck tonight. Raining here a bit, folks, pouring with rain, so might be a bit disturbance in the background, but we do our best. I might get blocked off Twitter again today because of my comments about this fucking satanic scum. I talked about this filthy piece of shit a while ago, that they've dragged him out of his coffin and brought him back up through the WEF. This is mass murderer, child killer, family killer, and war criminal, Tony Blair. Tony Blair's back. And as I said, if you look at him, he's got that devil face. He looks like a devil. And I'm going to get, hopefully chat with Johnny Cerucci. This is his bread and butter. Talk about this pedophile a little bit more. Someone did put up a couple of things on Twitter, which I shared as well, there was another one of a young Tony Blair with Jimmy Savile. You know what I mean? Because they're all interconnected, aren't they? This one's funny. It's a picture of a goofy-looking, drugged-up weirdo Tony Blair, probably in his 20s, Charles Linton, was charged and appeared in court at Bow Street Magistrates Court for importunity in a public toilet with another man or another male. In 1983 at Bow Street Magistrates Court, a certain Charles Linton was fined $500 there for attempted soliciting in city toilets, same as Alan Jones. The police notes were to disappear later, along with several prior warnings. I'm sure David Icke goes into this as well. Charles Linton was well known at university as Miranda, a promiscuous cross-dresser who played the guitar badly. Charles Linton are the middle names of Tony Blair. So another perverted, drugged up sicko who feels the need to come out now because he's got so much invested interest in all this and mouth off. But I saw this video today. I'll just play it now. Tony Blair actually calling people who don't want the COVID shots idiots.
You're eligible and you've got no health reason for not being vaccinated. You're not just irresponsible. I mean, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. I mean, that's truthfully, you are. I mean, because this Omicron variant is so contagious. You know, if you're unvaccinated and you're in circulation, you're going to get it. You're eligible and you've got no health reason for not being vaccinated. You're not just irresponsible. I mean, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. I mean, that's truthfully, you are.
And you're an idiot for not wanting to be poisoned and killed off and have heart attacks, says the pedophile, mass-murdering war criminal. Isn't it unbelievable? And as I said, my comments on there probably won't be too popular. I didn't hold back. But, you know, they'll block someone like me, but they'll allow that fucking piece of shit to get up there and call people names as well. And that's perfectly okay, you know what I mean? what an absolute creep that guy is. So he's really charging forward, Tony Blair, with the WEF forums. You know, they've found another role for this disgusting pedophile war criminal. And here he is. Can you believe this guy? There we have it. Way back in 1983, soliciting sex with another male in a public toilet, and they've covered it all up, I guess. We'll dig into that a little bit more and take a more look at this. But as I said, this happened to Alan Jones as well, and that all got covered over. I guess that, you know, people like Tony Blair, they knew that they were grooming this guy, and I guess it's all in the bloodlines and something to do that with the numbers and everything. So I guess they groom them, and he was groomed to be Prime Minister. But what an absolute scumbag this guy is. And as I said, there's a picture of a younger Tony Blair there with Jimmy Savile, the pedophile, clearly the two of them together. So really unbelievable that this guy wouldn't be hiding under a rock. But instead, he doesn't care. He's going to come out and call us idiots for not wanting to be poisoned with those jabs. And he's clearly pushing the digital ID and digital currency and vaccine passports, because he obviously has massive invested interest in this. So he's so compromised, this guy. Tony Blair is such a compromised pedophile worm, and it's gone on so long now, and everybody knows he's a disgusting war criminal, and all those people that he murdered over there in Iraq, along with John Howard and Bush, George W. Bush, and the three of them are war criminals, especially this fucking asshole. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He when he's calling people idiots that don't want those jabs, he's actually smirking. He's actually smirking. That's how protected they feel. I would love to get this guy just in a back alleyway by myself and just start punching him in the face and kicking him and punching him. I really would. I'd really just love to take all my anger and rage out on this guy's face. He's just such a piece of shit, such a scum. I don't believe in hell, but I believe in lower dimensional realms, and I hope these people go there, and I hope they do suffer some. And as I said, in this picture of that someone's that they've put up on Twitter that we shared around, he looks so off his face. He just looks absolutely off his face. So, you know, brought up on privilege and charm and money, handed everything on a silver spoon. You know, wealthy families. Conditioned from day one, brainwashed, drugged up. And just another shithead with too much money and time on his hands, and he's turned into a perverted fiend there, and he's been caught in toilets back in the 80s, giving boys blowjobs, I guess, and they've covered it all up, just like they're suppressing the pedophile order in Australia, and just like they suppress everything, because they're all pedos, they love their boys, we do know that. Unbelievable comments, isn't it? You just can't believe it. Who the hell does this guy think he is? I mean, unbelievable. Up there calling people idiots. For what? What if people who don't... And there he is, spooking on and bullshitting about Omicron, which is not even laughable. I mean, there is no virus. It doesn't exist, Tony. And here he is... crapping on about Omicron. He doesn't even know how to talk properly. He doesn't even know what he's saying. He's just mouthing off for his... I mean, someone like this is completely brainwashed and controlled and compromised since birth, pretty much right through, in this satanic Freemason kind of system, so there's no way out for them, and he's too far down the devil hole now to ever get out anyway, and who cares? And he wouldn't have got the jabs himself, like most of them, you know. They wouldn't get the jabs. But they want everybody else to jump off the cliff. That's for sure. What a fucking wanker. looking at the mainstream media today, it was just interesting because some of these went up on the Telegram channel, and I can't confirm them. It's just, I'm just bringing them up and chatting about them. There's so many of these. This is from the Daily Fail. The Daily Fail, or the Booby Fail, they like to push the jabs on people, but then expose the dangers of the jabs. So they play both sides, you know what I mean? Anyway, there's a few of these. This one, and I won't go through all of it, I'm just chatting about it. This one is Healthy Father, just 47. Suddenly, there's a lot of people who are 33 and dropping dead, so I generally discard those ones. But they're saying, anyway, this healthy father, just 47, he suddenly drops dead while out for a morning jog. Due to a catastrophic event, and one in five Australians are at risk of meeting the same fate. They're blaming it on cholesterol, which proper cholesterol is good for you. That's what you need and your heart needs. You can't believe the mudding of the waters here. Doctors are calling for more testing about a little-known heart condition after a healthy father of five, dropped dead while on a run. Ben Beale was just 47 when he had a heart attack while out jogging and preparing for a charity boxing fight in Perth in 2017. He had been medically cleared just a week before the event. His wife Sarah Beale said her husband's death was originally thought to be one of the catastrophic event with tests before his death, showing he had a low chance of having a heart attack in the future. Professor Jason Kovacic, Kovacic or whatever it is, no one we've ever heard of, executive director of the Victor Cheng Cardiac Research Institute in Sydney, said Mr. Beale had an elevated rate of the little-known cholesterol, lipoprotein, known as LPA, which contributed to his heart attack. He says this largely unknown type of cholesterol increases the risk of strokes and heart attacks in young people, so they're using his death and as an example for what's coming for so many people who've had the jabs. This professor said the data linking LPA to high levels of strokes and heart attacks is unquestionable, but where's the data? Where are the links to this data that I can read? Is there something here? No, there's not. They just tell you data. It is believed that up to 20% of the population might have at least a mild elevation of the LPA. And this professor, he's on fire, however, said many doctors and the public were completely unaware of this, which he referred to as the second bad cholesterol. But don't mind, you know, junk food and Coca-Cola and all of this. You know, that it's not that. He said that it can, this high cholesterol can cause a stroke when it's the complete opposite. They're saying it's genetic too. Cardiologists have found higher levels of LPA in families with a history of heart attacks and in individuals who have had heart attacks and strokes in the 30s, in their 30s. So this is the genetic bullshit. They want people to carry this curse on, which is all fantasy, from family line to family line, that you're going to get this, that you're going to get that, because it just plants fear. And they got this guy who's probably an actor there. Anyway, they got another professor from the Sydney Morning Herald, or he's told the Sydney Morning Herald that high levels of this could be responsible for heart attacks among young, largely healthy individuals. Why? I don't know. We have long wondered why healthy people with low cholesterol levels and seemingly no other major risk factors like smoking or diabetes can just suffer heart attacks and die, he said. According to this professor bullshit, I mean Kovacic or Kovacic, an autopsy of Beale's death showed he had extensive cholesterol and fat in the walls of his arteries. Bullshit. 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 That's what we see in people that have genetically higher levels of this LPA. They just have rapid progression of a lot of cholesterol and fat laid out in the walls of their arteries. Bullshit. And they just have a heart attack early on because the things even had an opportunity to harden into calcium. The cardiologist said, oh yeah, I'm going to trust a cardiologist who feed off this. Unbelievable. It just defies belief. It defies belief. So here they are, right? There's another one here as well that was put up. Now I can get up. Here's another one from the same shit occasion. Read husband's heartbreaking open letter to his wife, 40, after she just suddenly dropped dead while they were getting ready for their son's first birthday at preschool. The heart of our family. And on every single page, on every single page of these media articles, you have Lydia Thorpe and the Jewish comedian president of Ukraine, the actor. Anyway, a grieving husband has shared a heartwarming tribute to his wife who just dropped dead suddenly. Before their son's first day of preschool, Queensland woman Lauren Watts, 40, just dropped dead on Tuesday morning and is survived by her husband Drew Duncan and children Olivia, Will, Jimmy and Jude. The exact circumstances surrounding her death are yet to be revealed by the family. Anyway, it talks about her studying here and all of this and her passion. And they've set up a GoFundMe page. And there was nothing wrong with her. She was always healthy and beautiful and vibrant and active and all of this. And no mention of any jabs or if she was given the COVID jabs or anything. Just another one. There's so many of them. They're just putting in the papers. Just drop dead. Drop dead. That's all right. Fucking hell. Speaking of Lydia Thorpe, this is the extreme domestic terrorist for the Green Party in this country. Anyway, this filthy ex-bikey pig has gone berserk at the Australian Day protests, and Lydia Thorpe's extreme list of demands exposed, from $12.50 weekly rent payments to Indigenous Australians out of our pockets, or landowner or property owner, house owner pockets, to writing a treaty, tearing up the white constitution and starting a black republic that has real power. A wholesale rewrite of Australia's constitution, a $12.50 weekly rent fee for homeowners, and 10 Aboriginal-only seats in Parliament, and they're not going to be Aboriginal or be tied to Aboriginal people whatsoever, they're traitors, at the centre of the Greens' Senator Lydia Thorpe's treaty agenda for Australia. I thought this woman got sacked. I don't understand. The Greens Senator Indigenous Rights Campaigner brandished a battle stick during a fiery speech at an Invasion Day protest. I covered that last night in Melbourne on Thursday, where she claimed Australian governments are waging a war on Indigenous communities. This is a war. While she sits in her coffee shops and enjoys the luxuries and fruits that this country offers her and has some lavish dinners and nice suits and clothes and holiday homes and apartments and nice car and everything like that, and talks on her phone and does all that, just uses up everything that this country supplies her, and now she's going on about this. Now suddenly we're killing babies and all of this. Um, Anyway, this stupid whore that was outed as having a secret relationship with scumbag bikies from the Rebels, that's what she did. She had relationships with a former senior Rebels bikie, Dean Martin, late last year. I'm sure all the bikies gangbanged her as an answer for how her alleged war could end. Mrs. Thorpe is pushing for First Nations people to have real power, she says. Yeah, so she can get real power. And they're not Aboriginals. They're just all stooges that have been put in there. This is going to be very bad, which she says can be achieved through a treaty and then an Aboriginal-led republic, as well as the removal of all racist aspects of the Constitution, meaning basically anything to do with white people in this country will be removed. So if you're a white person, a European origin in this country, like all of us are in this country, then you will have no rights anymore. Here she is, shouting and screaming and throwing a tantrum at the Black Lives Matter rally, at the Australia Day rally. She wants Australian property owners to pay rent tax to Indigenous groups that she's going to set up that don't have anything to do with Indigenous Australians. Yeah, see? So a percentage of weekly wages will go to her groups and she'll get rich from it, you see. This is what this maniac wants. I don't know why this fucking stupid retard is getting any airtime whatsoever. There was a news poll here before that they had up in one of these articles, and it was just basically asking should the Australia Day date be changed, and it was like 95% no, and there was like a couple of percent on the other thing. So, you know, it's already been done. No one wants to change the date, and no one's listening to this fucking stupid monkey. What a maniac. What an absolute maniac. These people have been given any airtime whatsoever is really unbelievable to me. But, you know, as I said, in the last federal elections, Australians rushed out to vote for the Greens. They did. I know them. I saw them. They rushed to vote for the teal climate independence that are tied up with the WEF, and the United Nations and all of this. And they voted to vote in the Greens, because I spoke to the One Nation candidate. I spoke with One Nation folks, and they had to fund themselves, and they had a tough time, man. Everyone voted for the Greens and the Teal Independents in this country because they think the Greens are going to save some trees or koalas. They don't see that they're extreme communists, extremist communists, and they want a dictatorship, a communist dictatorship, like Andrews is doing. They don't see it. And, that they want anybody who is white to suffer very, very badly. This is an interesting one, just to link on from Newspunch, and this came up in a few articles that I shared around, and this is just going back to the heart attacks and stuff. Here you go, the scientists are back, and they're warning that eggs are causing thousands of people to suddenly form blood clots. This ties up with the bullshit Daily Mail article that cholesterol's bad for you, that if you eat meat and dairy and animal products and have this cholesterol and stuff in that, it's going to clog up all your arteries. They're going back to that. It's going back to the 70s, man, when they got everyone on margarine and off butter, and they got everyone on the TV dinners, you know. I remember ads on TV where they were demonizing milk and avocados. I remember a time when a lot of younger women didn't want to eat avocados or drink milk or any of this or eat butter because they thought it was going to make them fat. You know, and this is going way back. And here they are doing it again now. To cover for the cardiac arrests and clogged arteries and heart attacks and myocarditis and pericarditis and heart inflammation situations we're going to be seeing in the coming years because of the clot shots. but they're not saying the Pfizer mRNA clot shots are going to be doing this. No, they're saying eggs are. And don't worry, because the scientists are back. Who are they? No names, no details, no links, nothing. They're just scientists. Isn't it unbelievable, folks, that in these mainstream media articles, they can actually get up there and say scientists? Imagine that, if you could do that. Maybe like everything that I do now, I could just sign in as a scientist. Everyone I meet, what do you do for a living? I'm a scientist. What is it? Just walk away. When I sign in for stuff, I don't sign my name. I just sign scientist. This is what they do. Scientists. Scientists are now saying this, and scientists are now saying that. Who are the scientists? No. Are there any links? No. What are their names? Where are they from? Is there any background information on them? No. They're just scientists. So the scientists are now warning the public that consuming eggs could cause blood clots, strokes, and heart attacks. Anyway, yes, the scientists are warning the public that consuming eggs could cause blood clots, strokes, and heart attacks. Yes, really. In what appears to be another example of global elite attempting to distract the public from real causes of the surge in heart problems, since the jabs were rolled out, scientists now, we don't know anything about, they're just called scientists, they want us to believe that a nutrient found in eggs increases the risk of blood clotting. Yes, I'm sure our ancestors who ate eggs had blood clotting as well. And don't worry, because it's from the express.co.uk reporting. The study conducted by Cleveland Clinic suggested that choline could make the blood more prone to clotting. Choline is sometimes sold in over-the-counter dietary supplements. It is deemed an essential nutrient that is widely recommended for optimal health. According to Medical News Today, it supports various bodily functions, including cellular growth and metabolism. The body makes some choline, but the majority comes from dietary sources. Researchers found that consuming the nutrient is in high concentrations could lead to cause clotting. However, they suggest that bacteria in their intestines could interact with choline to produce a compound that encourages blood platelets to clump together, thereby forming blood clots. Oh my goodness me. This is something to do with lecithin or lecithin. And these things, these fats, which to do with the B vitamins, I think. This is the stuff that's particularly good for men, and is used by every single cell and part of your body. The thing is, when you do research and you look at, all the nutrients that we need to survive that are beneficial for human beings, right? When you look at zinc, when you look at choline, and you look at lecithin, when you look at the B vitamins, when you look at pure protein, when you look at vitamin D3, and on and on and on it goes. It's all in eggs and egg yolk. That's the thing, you know. It's all in it. Eggs are a perfect food. A perfect, 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 perfect food. You just can't beat eggs. When kids grow up eating eggs on toast or eggs in the morning or scrambled eggs, they'll always be healthy. Always. We grew up on eggs. Eggs are the best food that you can possibly ever have, even for vegetarians. If people are vegetarian, then you want to be eating eggs. If you're not eating meat or any meats whatsoever, and that includes fish and tuna and this kind of stuff, but eggs are a perfect, perfect food. especially good quality, high quality eggs. High quality eggs, especially organic and biodynamic eggs and grass fed open range eggs, you'll see that the yolks are very, very orange because of the high concentration of beta carotene, which your body converts into vitamin A. So if you take vitamin A tablets, it's toxic. But you need beta carotene so your body can use that and turn it into vitamin A naturally. This is what we get in carrots and sweet potatoes. But eggs are the most potent source. Eggs are a perfect source of amino acids which build protein. Eggs are an absolutely perfect food. And these so-called global elitists, as they call themselves, they know this. They know this. And so what they're trying to do now is they're trying to demonize eggs. This wonderful food. And the thing is, with eggs, you're not even killing the chickens, you know. We've had a chicken for like 6 years and it's still laying eggs, you know, because it's happy, it sunbathes and it scratches for worms and does whatever it wants to do all day and then goes to its little house in the night. It's completely happy. The only reason I don't have like four or five is because they were all eaten by foxes. And they're fucking bastards, so I've got to build a better spot for them so they can be safe at night and you can lock it. My parents had chickens taken as well by the foxes, and there's wild dogs and things like that because they're up with the woods on the back, like the national parks and stuff. And they were telling me about the spotted quolls, which is a native Australian animal. It's like, it kind of looks like a long cat and it's got these spots on it. How they can get under the chicken hatches, like underneath, and they were catching the chickens that way and pulling them down and drinking their blood. The spotted quolls will drink the blood of the chicken. In Australia, unfortunately, with so much going on and you have chickens, we have huge foxes. I've seen them. I used to work at night and I used to come back driving through and I saw them. They're massive foxes, and we've caught them too. The predators, that's the thing. So the chickens need to be really locked up with metal bottom, you know, put the straw on or whatever, but it needs to be completely enclosed. So there's absolutely no way in. What I'm saying is the quolls were getting underneath and finding the, able to pull the chickens by their legs from underneath the cage. Maybe they were digging under or getting under and pulling them down through that and then sucking their blood out. And that's why people get up in the morning and there's just these bloodless chickens with no head everywhere. This is a thing. So, you know, when you have chickens, it's a wonderful thing, not just for the nutrition and the eggs, but also the family. But it is a big cleanup as well. It's a big cleanup. You know, they just poo and poo and poo. So you need to find a way to put that back into the environment that you're growing. There's ways that you can do it differently. Permaculture and all these things, especially biodynamics. But, you know, chickens giving you eggs, wow. You think in a situation, you know, when you got, you know, when you got chickens, it's just as good having the eggs than the meat. And the chicken meat is wonderful. I know it tastes amazing, but the eggs are absolutely amazing. And that's all I eat. It's all I eat. I don't have cereals or anything. All I have when I'm feeling hungry, it's usually around mid-morning. Because I usually have, tea in the morning, like the dandelion tea and things like that, or some licorice roots, and I'll go through a bit of, you know, maybe around mid-morning if I get a little bit hungry, I'll just have eggs. I mean, that's all I've had for as long as I can remember. My eggs do cost more money. I get organic and biodynamic eggs and open range, free range eggs, and I make sure they're good ones. I get them from butchers and things like that, and they do cost. I mean, you're looking at the difference where you're buying shitty supermarket eggs for $6 or $7, and you're buying these eggs that I get for $14 or $12 or $14, you know. But the difference is right there. You can see it. So now these fuckwits who think they run the world are demonizing eggs. And they're not demonizing Coca-Cola or McDonald's or Doritos or junk food. They're demonizing eggs. And they're telling people, if you eat these eggs, you're going to get blood clots. And don't worry, because they're telling you that a team is observing this. Oh my goodness me. Oh my goodness me. What can you do about this? Let's click on the actual study. Is there an actual link to the study? Because all I'm seeing is blood clots, eggs are causing blood clots, and it's from the expressco.uk, but there's no links. There's no link, so I'm going to click on the express.co.uk. This is the Express. Blood clots, compound found in eggs linked to an enhanced risk of blood clotting. See now, if Joe Blow goes out and gets a couple of AstraZeneca shots or a couple of Pfizer shots and then suddenly finds himself years later or whatever it is with blood clots, now the doctor can say, do you eat eggs? Oh, you eat scrambled eggs, do you, every morning? Hope you don't mix some sausage or bacon in there with Eddie. Oh, well, you know, that's the reason why you've had a heart attack, Mr. Smith or Mr. Joe Blow or Mr. Wank Wank. It's because of the eggs and the bacon you ate every day. See, so here, let's follow this. So this is from the Express, but they're telling it's by Solon Lernet. I'm going to click on that. When I click on Solon Lernet, there isn't anything there. I just want people to know this. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to the eggs and the blood clotting. Okay, so they're talking about blood clots in your groin, I don't know, in your hands and your legs and veins and everything like that, and blood clotting can occur after this, and wank, 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 blah, blah, blah. And they're blaming choline, again, which is vital. And I'm just going through this, folks. They're saying and causing the blood clots, blah blah blah, everything like that, and your legs, and they're saying for their fake studies they used healthy vegetarians and omnivores, and everything, and going down, according to the study's lead author, which there's no links to who that is, the substance in the eggs cause risk of blood clots. The risk of eating eggs, or this substance from the eggs, can cause problems to your heart and clumping and all of this. And they've got lots of pictures and diagrams and everything. And then it goes all the way down to related articles, not one link anywhere in any of this. If you follow the trail through, there's nothing there. Absolutely nothing there. There's no study link. There's nowhere. It just says by Solen, S-O-L-E-N-L-E-net. And when I press that, it's just all advertisements and propaganda. Solen Lee-Net joined Express.UK as production journalist. Before joining the health team in 2021, she specializes in breaking health news and the latest studies. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that here. Give me one sec, and I'm going to email this person to give me the actual studies to this eggs thing, because I really want them, and I'll read them out on the next podcast. Hopefully she answers me, whoever this person is, because this is all propaganda here. Anyway, there's an email there. Solen. If you guys want them, it's solen.net@reachpic gmail.com. And you can email this person, like I'm going to, and ask them for the studies, the actual studies, the conclusive studies, ask them for the evidence, and I mean the actual studies, so you can study it yourself, for this. Blood clots compound found in eggs. Just put that in the blood clots compound, choline, found in eggs. That is causing people to get blood clots. I want the actual studies of this. So we can record that and chat about it. And it's C-H-O-L-I-N-E, choline. Now, an over-the-counter dietary supplement, if you took too many of these pills because it's not natural, who knows what that could do. I'm not talking about choline, because what they're doing is they're muddying the waters here. They're telling you that this is a supplement that's sold over the counter as a dietary supplement. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the natural choline that is found in eggs and in egg yolk. And as I said, this is to do with lecithin. And this is to do with these fats to do with the bees. So this choline that is actually naturally occurring in egg yolks, I want the studies that actually show that causes these blood clotting. And I'm going to do that tomorrow because I'm tired now, but I'm going to send that email off tomorrow. And it's just going to be a few lines. I just want those studies to be sent to me. So I'm going to say I'm doing alternative media here. We've been talking about it on the podcast, and I want those studies that choline does that. So I'm keeping that there, folks. Eggs causing clots. Okay, let's see if we can get to the bottom of this, because I would be dead. I've been eating eggs since I was a kid, and I eat them every day. Sometimes I eat them at night for dinner. You know, when I get a little bit peckish, I might do a podcast now, and it's like 9:30 or whatever, and I feel a bit hungry. I'll put a couple of eggs on. You know, I'm gonna die, I guess. I guess I better be careful there. Incredible, isn't it? These people, they professionally lie for a living. They're professional liars, and they lie for a living. And the thing is with these mainstream media newspapers and digital newspapers online is that they do this and they get away with it. You know, they just post in the headlines whatever the hell they want about anything that they want. And when you read through it, there's no evidence to back up anything that they're saying. There's no links, there's no studies, there's no nothing. This is why people like Jim West do so well, because that's what he goes after. He goes after the initial, original studies. And they're never there. You know? And this is going back to polio. This is looking at HIV causing AIDS. And this is looking at right up to today, to COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2 virus. There's no evidence that any of these exist. And it's just all this propaganda that they put out there, and you follow the links all the way back and it doesn't lead anywhere. This is what they've been getting away with for so long. It's unbelievable, isn't it? A compound in eggs linked to enhanced risk of blood clotting. I want to see those studies. Because what they're doing now is they're demonizing eggs, and not only that, they're demonizing actual compounds in eggs that have powerful, powerful abilities on our health. I better bring up this. I saved this from a little while ago, so my apologies, I missed it. I sent to the Telegram page and some friends a picture of the psychopathic, lunatic, and compromised toilet bug, Mark McGowan. I sent them a picture of him getting off a jet. He's trying to act like he's James Bond. He's got a mask on. I said, "Happy Mark McGowan Day." That's a joke, you know. This guy's a fucking freak. Let me screenshot this worm. Anyway, this was an article that came from the West Australian. And it is entitled, and it was done on, it was put out on by Josh Zimmerman on Thursday the 19th of January. And the article is entitled COVID-19 Bullshit, Trio of Independent Experts Appointed to Helm WA Pandemic Review. What did I say last year? I said that filthy fucking predator scumbags like this piece of shit would be hiring their own so-called independent panelists to come to their own conclusions about what they did to people in all the lockdowns. So, this guy's trying to get himself out of the boiling pot of water. That's what he's doing. So they're saying, don't worry, because it's a sweeping review into McGowan government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic response, which was completely illegal, is expected to report publicly by the middle of the year. Okay, I'll look for that. After a trio, not this person or that person or another person, a trio. And they're just not people, folks. They're not just an average trio. They are prominent West Australians. So a trio of prominent West Australians were appointed to helm. I'm having so much fun with this article. The probe. Can you believe this first paragraph? Prominent trio. You know? Helm, probe. See, the media is making it real. See, so the public are going to get answers. They're in there for you. Former Liberal MP John Day, health minister for parts of both the Court and Barnett governments, is joined on the review. Oh, well, that's logistic, isn't it? A former health minister, I trust him. Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks, Mark. So former fuckwit and Liberal MP and Health Minister John Day, he's on the panel. So that's very trustworthy, that's one. He's joined by a review panel by Chair of the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal, Professor Margaret Sears. Okay, hang on, what? By Chair of the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal, Professor Margaret Sears. Can anybody fucking explain to me in this world the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal? And why is she a professor? Has anybody ever heard of anything like this? Okay, so we've got a former health minister on the panel, and we've got the chair, not anyone, it's the chair of the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal Professor. So it's not just salaries, it's not just allowances, and it's not just tribunal. It's Professor Margaret Sears. I'm going to have to look this up. And here we go. I haven't finished yet. And former deputy chair. We've got another chair. We've got a former deputy chair, because they've got to have chairs, of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Dr. Michael Chaper, or Shaper. So here we have, this is Mark McGowan's panel. This is the this is the independent panel to go through with a fine-tooth comb what Mark McGowan did, which was completely illegal, locking down Perth and everything like that. You know, this criminal is completely criminal. He's got a health minister. You know, the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal Professor, and he's also got the chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, and that is a doctor. I'm sure this is going to be fair, Mark. Yeah. So guess what Mark said? Well, here we go. Premier Mark McGowan, he said the three highly experienced and independent and hand-picked experts would have free rein to examine basically in the entire response by the West Australian government into the COVID-19 bullshit. So you see, he is very happy. This fucking arsehole is very happy because he handpicked them, because West Australia is a dictatorship. Western Australia is a dictatorship. New South Wales is a dictatorship, and so are other states. Most people just don't know it. But what we really do know is that Victoria and Western Australia are dictatorships. And in a dictatorship, he just does whatever he wants. So here we have an independent panel to sweep through Mark McGowan's government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, which was illegal, and they're all being specifically handpicked by Mark to come to his conclusions. Yeah, it's so sick, I feel like crying. Right, but don't worry, they're experienced. They're experienced. Mark is telling you that they're experienced and they're independent. Okay, and they're experts. And they're going to be free while Mark gives them a glass of wine and maybe a hand job or a blow job to waft on and chat away and waste some time and then come up with all this nonsense. And here's Mark having a beer. What is he having? He's having a Swan Lager. There's Mark McGowan with a photo shoot in his office. And he's got some pictures of the Australian Sea there and some awards and things up there and a couple of paintings of him talking to an old guy in a nursing home. And he's drinking a Swan Lager in his white collared shirt and his black slacks. See? And Mark's saying that he's very happy about the probe and it will be released this year, around the middle of the year. It's going to be wonderful. See, and this is the illegal closing of the WA borders and the pass system and the controversial lockdowns and separating families for months and destroying businesses and destroying lives and massive suicide and pushing these COVID-19 jabs on people who didn't want them and just acting like a fucking lunatic dictator. And shutting down a city of 2 million people for no cases. Just because he felt like it, because he's an ego-tripping, power-tripping fucking asshole, right? And that's okay. It's all right, because he's going to investigate what he did with his own people, and they're going to have a chat about it, and they're going to let you know. See? But don't worry, it's all independent. Mark's going to be looking into it to see how independent it really is, you see. You know, and we don't know how much it's going to cost, but I'm sure Mark's going to line his pockets with lots of money anyway. And they're going to review all the documents and everything, and they're going to let us know, folks. So I just wanted you guys to know that Mark was doing this. The health ministers are involved. And they're saying that it's going to be all okay, you know, that they've done the right thing. And John Day, he was a police minister, and he was also a health minister. So how a former police minister can become a health minister is beyond me. But we live in the Twilight fucking zone now, so anything goes in cartoon world. You've got police ministers that become health ministers under Mark McGowan. And he says it's going to be a really good overview for all of us and a blueprint for moving forward. So Mr. Mark McGowan's going to come out the end of this like a nice, perfect, polished statue. And everyone's going to go and polish him up because he's perfect. And the former police minister and health minister, he's going to have a nice polishing rag to polish Mark's statue, because Mark McGowan's going to come out of the other end of this unbelievable fiasco as a polished who. That's what it is. Yeah. How can you put anything nice on a piece of shit? Well, they're going to polish this poo of Mark McGowan. They're going to polish it up and they're going to sell it to the public as this nice looking poo. Maybe they'll have a statue in the center of Perth business district of a big shit, a big brown shit with Mark McGowan's face on it, and they'll make it all shiny and polishing. And they can say, this is Mark McGowan's independent research into his COVID-19 response that this dictator completely controlled the whole time, because the state of Western Australia is a completely different country now under a dictatorship, just like Trudeau's doing, and nobody has any rights or say anymore. Did you see the video I put up last night on the website of Justin Trudeau? This fucking idiot. He's a poofter. Too. He's a poofter, right? And he has the family model. That's the thing. As I said, it's like working for a Japanese company. He's got the family and the kids model, right? Going on holiday to Jamaica. But the guy's a raving poofter. He's driving his little penis anally into other men because he's a homosexual. He's a poof. That's a fact. He's a poofter. Right? And Trudeau is going around Canada, and everywhere he goes, people hate him. They can't stand him. They're throwing things at him. They're abusing him. They're calling him a fuckwit, an asshole. You've destroyed this country. You've divided this country. You're ruining people's lives. And he just smiles and waves at him. You see him getting into luxury cars, waving and smiling and laughing. You see him going into this door and out that door, and up this building and in that building, smiling and laughing and waving as they say, I hate your fucking guts. You are a fucking asshole. You are a fucking asshole. We hate you. You are a bastard and you need to hang, waving and smiling. That's the thing. So when does it come to the point where the people actually go after him? Because he's only got some police and security guards around him, and the people are just yelling at this moment. But will it get to that point where the people actually go for his throat and actually drag him? You know. But in Western Australia, people like Mark McGowan are completely safe. They're completely secure because the people of Western Australia, take out minus a few people that listen to this podcast and aren't on deck here with him, but the majority of people love this guy. They love him. They love him. They absolutely love him. They can't get enough of him. They think he's Mr. Wonderful, and they love it. They love this. They love it. They can't get enough. They want another 10 years of this guy. They'll do anything he says. If Mark McGowan tells them to go and line up in concentration camps and get their heads shot off, they love it. They will take some lead in the head for Mark because they love him. I love you, Mark. Big Daddy Mark. We love you. We can't get enough of you. I wish that Mark McGowan was my papa, my daddy. I love you, Mark. Happy Father's Day, Mark. You're the best. We, the people of Western Australia, we want a day, a national holiday, where we can all go to the town centre to Parliament, to the West Australian Parliament there in Perth, and we can all line up in a big line for days and days and days and days to get to polish Mark's boots. And everybody has to bring a can of polish. And they polish and polish and polish. And then when they're finished and he tells them to go away, they look up at him and they say, I love you, Mark. I wish you were my daddy. This putrid, disgusting, filthy, fucking compromised, fucking asshole. Right? This mongrel. Right? That treats human beings like fucking dog shit on his shoe. The people in that state love him. Don't ask me why. I have no idea why. And I don't care. I don't fucking care anymore. I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know what is going on with their brains. Is there some drugs in the water? I have absolutely no idea. And again, this does not apply to the people who are listening to me now in Western Australia, or who hate this fucking mongrel with a vengeance. But it just rings true. This guy is absolutely on a complete and total and absolute other level. I mean, he is on another. He's investigating himself. He's investigating himself. And he's calling it independent. You look at this and you just shake your head in disbelief. And you understand how inverted things are. No, it's unbelievable. I don't know when the people of Western Australia are going to wake up and kick this fucking stupid idiot out on his ass. I mean, just kick him out. But they seem to like it. I don't get it. What's happened with Daniel Andrews? I have not heard a single thing about him. He's completely disappeared. He seems to be, apparently, the Premier of Victoria, but he's completely disappeared. I've seen the Dominic Perrottet. He's around, but they're all very quiet. I haven't heard anything about Palaszczuk. I haven't heard anything about the Northern Territory. This is the way that it was before. See? Growing up and living in this country and going through all the years, no one gives a fucking shit about state premiers. They're nobodies. They're just wankers. Nobody cares. They don't have any weight. They don't have any pull. They go in and out. They're like store managers of Coles and Woolworths. You know? Nothing more. But over the COVID pandemic, we saw these state premiers given unbelievable, outrageous powers over the people, like they were actual dictators of countries. Now you don't hear anything. I've not seen anything about Daniel Andrews. He has completely disappeared. Have you noticed that? Isn't it really interesting? You can't find any of them. Brad Hazzard, where's what's the goofy mental patient in New South Wales, Dr. Kerry Chen, where are they? They've gone AWOL. They're missing in action. Where's Chuck Norris? We need Chuck Norris. We need Chuck Norris. Chuck, come to Australia. We'll get him in his camo gear and his army gear. And we need to send him in on the chopper. And we've got to get Chuck in there to try and find these state premiers. The police have gone. Everything's gone. It's like a tide washed over us with all this saturated evil. And now it's just gone back out to sea. Can anyone explain to me where they've all gone? Where's Daniel Andrews? What's happening in the Northern Territory? What's going on with South Australia? They've all fucking disappeared. Where you go back last year or a couple of years ago, they were centre front stage. They were the biggest enemies of the entire planet. Everybody knew who they were. They were up there dictating this and dictating that. Now, they've completely disappeared. Isn't it interesting? Hey? Aren't these actors very interesting? And the roles that they play? Dress up for this role, into that door, you're on the set, center stage, boom, 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 say your lines, you go out, you change, you go to another role. Isn't it incredible, folks? I am in this country, I am in Sydney, Australia, and I have not seen one fucking single word. I would have to type in their names, these state premiers, to find out what they're up to. There is not a mention of any of them anymore. It's all gone. Where the fuck is Daniel Andrews? And what's going on? What is he up to? Where are these police ministers? And all this stuff that was going on just a year ago? What happened? Anyway. Oh boy, I'm plugging out tonight. I'm going to go and have another gin and put this up for you guys. And boy, man, what interesting times, eh? It's just absolutely incredible. Don't stress about it. It's a fucking comedy freak show. Don't let them stress you. Don't let them get to you. Just monitor it, research it, understand it, break it down, and fucking laugh at it. The whole lot of them. They can't get to us, and they're not touching our souls. I don't think so. We're better than them. We always were, and we always will be. And this is a great platform as we move forward to continue these types of conversation. Just understand that you guys are protected just like I am. I feel the protection more than ever this year. It's all around us. It's all around me. Today I felt it so strongly. I feel like that this year I feel stronger than ever. I feel like nothing can touch me. I don't buy in or believe in any of their shit. So the whole thing is inverted, and I'm now doing the opposite, just like George Costanza did in that episode of Seinfeld. Jewish, I know, but it's still a good episode. He realized that his whole life was wrong and inverted, so he started doing the opposite, and everything went right for him. And this is the thing they're telling you. You know, so everything that they do, I do the opposite, and I completely do the opposite. I'm the person that's walking against the traffic on the thoroughfare where everyone's just walking to work, and I'm going against them. I'm the person that's the odd man out, and you guys are as well. And doesn't it feel wonderful to be the black sheep? To be the bit that doesn't fit in this system? They just want that last puzzle piece to fulfill their agenda. And there's all these pieces like us that just don't want to fit in, and we're not going to do it. We're not going to allow it, so it won't fit in. It doesn't work. Doesn't that feel wonderful? It's great to be here with you. I hope you guys feel the same. I'm very happy to be here with you. And we'll continue. I'm going to continue ranting and raving up here as long as you'll put up with me. So I'll be back tomorrow night, and I'm just going to keep ranting. Take care, folks. I'm plugging out.